Morning, everyone.
Morning.
So Gregory's been under me for quite a while to do a devotion, and even given all this time, I've still been a little bit stuck as to what topic to speak about. But recently, Jess has started a new Bible routine where she reads from the Old Testament in the morning and then the New Testament in the evening. And she's constantly asking me if I can help her understand why some of the characteristics of God from the law of Moses are in such a contrast to what she would define as godliness, you know, full of love, grace, mercy, the way we feel him now. I truly see why Jesus was sent to us. The world was in much need of a relationship with a loving Father, one for all mankind. John 1, chapter 17. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. My devotion is on the contrast between the Old Testament and the New. Here's a list that we found in a book borrowed from the McCallums titled The Christian Secret of Happy Life by Hannah Whittle Smith. The law says, this do and thou shalt live. The gospel says, live and then thou shalt do. The law says, pay me that thou owest. The gospel says, I frankly forgive thee all. The law says, make you a new heart and a new spirit. The gospel says, a new heart will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. The law says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. The gospel says, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. The law says, cursed is everyone who continueth not in all things written in the book of the law to do them. The gospel says, blessed is the man whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. The law says, the wages of sin is death. The gospel says, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The law demands holiness. The gospel gives holiness. The law says, do. The gospel says, done. The law extorts the unwilling service of a bondman. The gospel wins the loving service of a son and free man. The law makes blessings the result of obedience. The gospel makes obedience the result of blessings. The law places the day of rest at the end of the week. The gospel places it at the beginning. The law says if. The gospel says therefore. The law was given for the restraint of the old man. The gospel was given to bring liberty to the new man. Under the law, salvation was wages. Under the gospel, salvation is a gift.
Amen.
Wow, what a contrast. It's as if it were written on completely different planets. This all thanks to the ultimate sacrifice given by God's true Son. I sure am thankful for the gift he's given us.
Amen and amen. Let us stand.